Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today, joined by an advocate for truth and labeling on beef, Leo McDonald. Back with Mr. McDonald in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 7th on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time with 20,800 head to be offered, 2,500 yearling steers, 1,400 yearling heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and 1,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Day Farm and Ranch email.
Had the opportunity to catch up with Leo McDonald at the 2019 American Angus Association convention out in Reno. Actually, he was on one of their breakout sessions on Sunday afternoon. Leo McDonald is a director emeritus of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, helped put that group together after he was kicked out of RCAF USA. Leo McDonald says that one of the things that they are really majoring on right now is truth in labeling for beef.
So what we're talking about is truth in labeling. That is basically, if you're going to use the label U.S. beef, it better be U.S. beef. It better have been born, raised, and slaughtered here in the U.S. Because right now we have people going around promoting made in America products. You'll see it on jerkies. You can go to some of these hamburger franchises, and I'm not going to throw names out, but one in particular that they love to wear t-shirts that say American beef. You have some other stands, like when we had BSE outbreak, that some of the hamburger outfits like McDonald's, who came out right away serving, saying they serve only USDA inspected beef, which implies that it's U.S. beef and not from countries that were having problems at that time. So our goal is to make sure that through rulemaking, we also filed a petition with USDA that, you know, if they're going to use beef nomenclatures, in this case with truth of labeling, if they're going to use U.S. beef or made in America or whatever, it has to be product that came from the U.S. cattle herds. Because right now, since they've repealed COOL, they went back to the old guidelines for country of origin labeling, which allows you to call anything U.S. beef that was slaughtered in the U.S., or if it's been imported beef that's come in here, and if it's grind up or cut up or repackaged in anything, which most of it is, they can call U.S. beef. And it's important for a lot of reasons. Obviously, when I sat on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, our direction towards USMEF, and we spend a lot of money with them, and they do a great job developing our export markets. But the number one thing, guidance we told them, is you promote U.S. beef, quotes. So we want to make sure it is U.S. beef to our foreign customers. We don't want to lose our credibility with them.
On the truth and labeling issue, the key maybe is to revise those rules or some of the things that instructions coming from USDA on these packaging. In other words, I've seen them at Walmart. I've seen those type of labels. You know, they're out there right now.
Yes, they are, and I can share some pictures with you, and I can show you products that were sold at Walmart here a year and a half ago or longer that said U.S. beef, and they came from a plant in South Dakota that also imports cattle, you know, and these are the same plants that said it costs too much to keep these things segregated, so I'm pretty sure they're selling foreign product marked as U.S. beef, and that's wrong. Yeah, it compromises us as an industry, not to be straight with our consumers, but it compromises U.S. producers who are trying to be more transparent with their consumers and build their trust.
So at the end of the day, a U.S. cattleman interested in trying to make sure that that label is accurate as far as that United States nomenclature.
Yes, and I don't know anybody that wouldn't be for that, and it's not a mandatory deal. It just says, if you're going to call it U.S. product, it better be U.S. product. Just like saying, if you're going to call it a Ford pickup, it dang sure better be a Ford pickup when you buy it. That simple.
Montana rancher Leo McDonald pleading his case for what he calls truth in labeling. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Oklahoma Angus Association, in cooperation with the Oklahoma National Stockyards, is sponsoring an Angus Influence feeder calf sale Monday, November 11th at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. These high-quality Angus consignments will lead off the preconditioned turn on Monday the 11th. These lots will meet the standards of the Oklahoma National Stockyards on preconditioned cattle. They also must meet CAB visual specifications, and many will be coming out of programs like Angus Source and Angus Link. Angus Influence sale at the Oklahoma National Stockyards this Monday, November 11th. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.